You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries to find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, like break in day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is so light.
And everything else, they just were too realistic
and
to be
frozen like a
primitive manufactured.
The hand was freaking
into the woods.
Female.
Bigfoot lives. A movie.
Right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
What you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side of his knee, and he was talking to Moxie Joe. Where the party they gonna have? Out in the St. John's walls. Sasquatch doing a brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Star.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Biscardi. If you'd like to join us in our live discussions during the program, just dial in and join us at 347-996-5877. That's 347-996-5877. Just dial in and wait for the moderator to announce your area code and bring you on to the show. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Hey, good buddy. Hey, I'm feeling like $1 trillion. No more $1 million. No more $1 billion. I'm feeling like $1 trillion. And I got to tell you the reason why, Marco. My goodness gracious. You know,
what is it, Tom?
Well, I'll tell you what it is, Marco. When you and I wake up every morning and our eyes open and we're allowed to motivate down that road and we can walk and put our left foot in front of our right and we can talk and we can see the beautiful skies and the winds and the birds and the bees and converse with people, we got to thank our lucky stars, good buddy.
You ain't a kid.
Big time.
They call that breathing and walking, multitasking.
You know, it's amazing that you use that terminology. It's called multitasking. You talk to people today. When was the last time, and be honest about this, if you would, Marco,
sure,
that you hear from our younger generation today, and they get on the phone, they say, hey, what's up? And I said, what? What's up? This is just what's up crap. You know, did they forget about, hi, Tom, how are you? How's the kids? How's everybody doing? How's the Bigfoot world people? What's up? You know, has that happened to you yet?
Yeah, well, they don't say what's up. They say sup.
Yes, there you go. There you go. Now you know what I'm talking about.
I had to learn English over again.
Yeah, it's a whole new world, you know, and I keep saying to myself, well, you know, if you don't change, this whole world's going to go by quicker than hell.
Well, you know, Tom, we used to say, that's cool, and we used to say,
yeah,
man. Today they say, that's trick.
I mean, all these euphemisms, and just stop and think, you know, back in our day and or before our day, and they say, oh, well, we had a gay old time. If you say gay old time today, they think that you're gay.
You ain't a kidding.
you know what I'm saying, Marco? I mean, it's a whole new world out there. And, you know, and thank God that I'm not old enough that I can adapt, nor can you. We go with the strokes of life, okay? Whatever it takes and whatever we have to do to make things happen, we do it, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, that's the way life is today, all right? But I got to tell you, I may not like it, but I cope with it because I don't want to be at that train station waving goodbye when that train leaves out. I want to be on that train. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And that's what it's all about. You know, it really is, because we've got so much to be thankful for in life and all the beautiful people that we know, Marco. And, you know, I asked you about this last week. I said, geez, how long have we been on the air? And my gosh, Marco, believe it or not, it's, 52 weeks out of the year, right?
That's it.
Okay, and 3 years would be 156 weeks.
Yeah.
And we're what? This is what, 189th show?
189 tonight.
Yeah, 189. So my God, we're 3.5 years into this, and
yeah,
we're still here to talk about it. Is our rating still good, Marco?
As a matter of fact, I was going to email them to you. I just didn't get a chance today. But every week in the last 3 weeks, we've hit the top 500 list. And
we're in the who's who again, huh?
Yeah, every week.
Well, thank you for that. And I'll tell you what, it's not just because of you and I. It's for these wonderful guests that keep popping up that we have on our show each and every week, you know, and I'll tell you what, you've been champion behind this whole thing, and my gosh, with your health problems and everything else, you've really, really come a long way, and I thank you so much. Hey, let me say hello to some of the people that we got out there in the
family and friends.
Yes, out in the what the hell you call that room? Chat room, huh?
Yeah.
We got Alex out there. Bill Green. Hello, Billy. We got Chucky out there. We got JJ, Jan Allen. We got Lance Garrison. We got Lee Joyner. Lee, I miss you, man. You have no idea how much I miss you. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard me talk to about him. This guy is so incredible. He has his own language. You really need to get up with him. He's an incredible, incredible guy. We got Leslie Corshue, we got Monstering, and we got Phoebe up there from Phoebe. I haven't heard from her in a long time, from AZ, and Rex, my son. We got Sasquatch, who I don't know who that might be. Uh-huh. We got my gentle giant up in Northern Cal. That's Steve Cuthran, ladies and gentlemen. Tom and the AP. Tommy, it's good to see that you're joining with us tonight. You know, while I'm out here chatting about people in the chat room, let's talk about some of our other loyal friends around the country. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear me talk about them every week. My girls that champion behind me, my cheerleaders, our cheerleaders. If it wasn't for them, and I tell them every time I chance that I get, God bless them all. Connie from B.C. Connie, we miss and love you, baby. Leslie from Texas. We got Frankie from Mississippi. We got Bo from Alabama. Hey, I love you, baby. You're the best. Susan from Minnesota. Becky up in Washington, you've all heard me sing my praises about Becky up there. She's one hell of a gal. We got Tracy down there in New Jersey. And, of course, where would I ever be without Gigi from PV? Gigi, are you Chichua? A little personal thing. She knows what it's all about. My scientific team, Melba. Just heard from her, by the way. Just heard from Melba. Incredible, incredible gal. Her and Richie and Shannon, the work that they've done. You have no idea, ladies and gentlemen. And Lance Garrison, the tree hugger. Hello, Lance. Good to hear that you're still with us, good buddy. And I like that. Your loyalty means an awful lot to me, an awful lot to me. You have no idea, ladies and gentlemen, how If it wasn't for these people, there would be no us. Trust me, there would be no us. You know, the loyalty, the tenacity of all these people and the friends that we made across this country means so much to me and all my guys. Remember I talked to you guys about Stacy and Lenny? Well, you know, they had that baby. Did you get a chance to post that picture of that newborn, Marco?
I'm sorry, what did you say, Tom?
Did you get a chance to post the baby of Stacy and Lenny? You know, they had that new baby?
I haven't got the pictures.
Okay, I'll make sure you get it. Everybody's been saying, hey, when are we going to get a chance to see that baby? And by the way, my gentle giant up there in Northern Cal, Steve Cawthorn, thank you for what you sent me, man, and it works. It really does. This guy is an apothecary, ladies and gentlemen. Besides an inventor and an intelligent guy, he's just one hell of a guy, and he sent me something to make sure we wouldn't get this H1N1. And thank you for that, good buddy. It doesn't go unrecognized. Rex Howdy Shell, my son from another mother.
Chuck.
One hell of a guy.
Where are you, bud?
One great guy. I guess we're all looking for Chuck right now, huh? I mentioned Phoebe earlier from AZ. Phoebe, thank you so much for being here with us. I guess you've been there a couple of weeks now. Jimmy Snell on the East Coast. Hey, Jimmy. Miss you an awful bunch. Rob Price. Hey, Rob. You got it together, son. You're really out there making it all happen. AK and Chris out there in Arizona, ladies and gentlemen, with all of our friends out there in the Apache Nation. If it wasn't for AK and Chris, we would never know about what was going on. Love you guys. Miss you also. Bruce Shupe up there in Paris, Texas. Hey, Bruce. Hope all those family matters are coming to an end. You can get back out there and do things right. God bless all of our friends and family out there. Kudos and salutations to our family around the globe. Let's see what we got here, Marco.
Tom, Chuck is trying to dial in right now, and Jan has not dialed in yet because his turn isn't up here yet. So how about if we go to Bruce and start out with Bruce?
Oh, I love going to my brother up north. Brucey, you up there? You on?
Oh, you hear me?
Yeah, Bruce. Brother Bruce Shield, how are you up in Montana?
Oh, terrific, Tom. Good to hear
Oh, it's good to hear your voice, too. Brother, I got to tell you a story. I'm going to tell my listeners also at this point in time. You know, they have a show on Sirius Radio on the 6, which is the 60s, and he used to be on the 5 for 50s, and he was called Cousin Brucey. And he was on 45, 50 years ago. Well, the guy is still on. And every time he comes on and says, Cousin Brucey, I think of you all the time. I got to tell you, I think of you all the time. It's just incredible. Hey, I've been getting some Great Falls. I get a call from Great Falls that there's some action going on up in that area. You know anything about it?
Never heard a word, Tom.
Really?
Yeah. What's the score?
Well, I'll tell you what's the score. I get a call from this woman who was frantic, and I mean frantic. She goes ahead and tells me that she called Fish and Game, or I would familiarly call Game and Fish on the reservations anyway, and says that they saw this giant hairy thing that was walked upright like a man and scared the hell out of her and was coming around her cabin making all kinds of grunts and stuff by the window. And she went ahead and got her 20-gauge and blew right through the window with the damn thing. And she figured she had killed it, and she didn't. And the next thing we find out that it was reported to the cops and everything. Pretty incredible story.
Huh. I haven't seen it in the paper or heard it on the scanner or anything.
Yeah, well, I just got the call recently. That's when I told Marco, I said, get Bruce on the phone here because I want to see if it's traveled up there or not, you know.
Yeah, you've been calling out me and Donna
Hey, Marco, what do we got going on here? We've got some scratchy radio, good buddy.
Well, the static is, I'm not sure where it's coming from. I can hear Chuck's voice in the background.
Okay, well, can you hear me at all?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, Bruce, can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear
okay.
you.
Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, yeah. So, Bruce, what's the weather been like up there?
Well, I'll tell you, it's been terrible. It snowed all week. Well, snow's not sticking because it's not cold enough, but it's just miserably cold and wet, and it snowed again today, and it's supposed to snow again tomorrow, and they're supposed to have a winter storm watch or something for tonight, so, you know, it's really been miserable. We go out on the nice days, but, you know, we just very few of those. Last week it was in the 60s. Now I think it's in the 30s or 40s, but it's miserable. But we've been getting out, and we went back a couple times, and we found some scat. The scat that I told Bob about, do you have a Bob? We went and we got it. We got it in a little baggie now, but we picked that up. And we never made it all the way around the mountain because the weather's just been too terrible. The storm's coming in and you know. But we plan on going back there just as soon as the sun starts shining, you know. I know there's fossils back there, some dinosaur fossils and stuff in the riverbanks, and I want to check those gold mines out where supposedly live, and I guess there's a creature-made cave back in there. I want to check that out, but, you know, I've been like you and Jabba Bob. I've been getting cabin fever, and I just went back to work Monday, so, you know, I'll get it done, though.
Boy. Well, you know what? I know you will. I have no doubt in my mind, Bruce, that you won't. But, you know, keep your ears close to the ground on finding out what's going on there at Great Falls, because it's kind of blowing my mind right now, you know?
Oh, Tom, I got to tell you something. Today is my little sweetie pie's birthday. She's 47.
Oh, my God. That little sweetie pie is your birthday today? She has a birthday today? Did you do something special for her?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had her dad and kids are all home, and we had a nice birthday party. She got some gifts, and as soon as I can get away, I'm going to take her out to dinner someplace nice.
Well, you tell her that. You bet. You tell her that I'm going to take you guys all to dinner next time I'm up there. And you know, what the hell? Where was that time we woke up the guy that had the Chinese restaurant? We went out to his place and we had all that Chinese food, huh?
Yeah, it was about freezing outside and we had to find out to eat.
Yeah. You remember that, huh?
We went to Donna's dad's and we ate there, but yeah, it's, You know this country. You've been up here, so, you know, it's miserable. But
I know, but you know what? There's times that it's just gorgeous, beautiful, and very pleasant. You know what makes it the best? People like you.
Oh, wow. You too, Tom. You know, I enjoyed summer last year, you know, all 3 days of it.
I hear you. I hear you. Well, listen, give Donna a big kiss from me, and you tell her that I can't wait to see her and say hello to the kids for me. Little Bear doing good in school?
You bet. Yeah, he's right here. I got you on speaker, Tom. Little Bruce and Donna's in the bedroom here. He's going to say hi to you, Tom. Go ahead, son.
Please do. Okay, yeah.
Hey, Tom.
How are you, son? Good to hear your voice.
Pretty good.
You doing good in school?
Kind of.
Well, not me, kind of. You better make sure you do. Okay?
Yeah.
Make me proud of you, hear?
Yeah.
All right, son, got to go. I'm a little running a little late, as usual. God bless. Keep popping line. And, Bruce, give everybody a kiss for me, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, Tom, we love you, and God bless you and all the people out there looking for Bigfoot and all you guys and your boys. We love
all of you. Thank you so much. Thank you. 10 back at you, good buddy. Be well.
Okay, you too, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, my brother from another mother up there in Montana, they don't get any better than them, let me tell you. That is our home, away from home. It's just incredible to know that we've got beautiful people out there all over this globe. Marco, where are we going next?
We're going to Chuck.
Hey! There's my other son. Hey. Chuck, you out there?
Hey, I want to do a little thing for your listeners here. I agree with you 100%. What do you think about that? What's up, dog? Or how about, hey, Marco, how Tom? How y'all doing? I hope this plan's all well with y'all.
Now, where does that slang come from? The South?
What's that, sir?
Where does that slang come from? The South?
I guess so. I grew up in West Virginia, but, you know, I don't know.
Now, remember, I was out there in West Virginia where your pappy comes from. They got some great people up there, and you really want to say that you're associated with that?
Absolutely.
Atta boy. You don't denounce your heritage, do you? You go straight for it.
No, sir.
Okay, listen, everybody's waiting and hanging on bated breath, and they all want to know what happened last weekend when you went down there to Rude Creek. Now, I already know, and I haven't said nothing to nobody. So we're going to let you hear it from the horse's mouth. Tell us everything. Don't leave nothing out.
All right. Well, we got down there, and my wife went, believe it or not. But she said, don't drag me in on all this stuff. So I said, I won't, dear. Yes, dear. You know how that goes. But we got up there, and we set up camp. And while I was setting up camp and all that, and I done figured out the best way to hunt Bigfoot with a pull behind camper. That way that's a lot more protection than a tent. So we made food for Greg, and I don't know where Marco was getting Keith Worley was going to be there, because that's the first I heard about it, but it was...
I was going to ask you that because I saw it on the reader board. What's that all about?
Say that again, sir?
I said I was going to ask you because I saw his name on the reader board. Was he there with you?
Yes, sir. You know?
Well, Keith was with you?
No, not Keith. Greg Worthington, but... Keith wasn't there. That's why I can't get where Marco was saying was asking me about Keith's number and all that stuff. I mean, I wish he would have. Don't get me wrong, you know. But it was.
No, you got to forgive. Well, Chuck, listen up. You got to forgive my friend and my partner, Marco Bill. Okay. And I'll tell you the reason why. We have the same disease. It's called old age, and we forget sometimes.
Not old age. You know, that stuff kind of pisses me off, excuse my language. If you're breathing in and out and you're able to walk up and down the road, then you're doing good, the way I look at it, you know?
You know, I think you paid me the biggest compliment I ever had in my life.
What was that?
I was waiting for you to ask me, and you did. Do you remember that night we went out into town, and there was the news reporters and the TV people? And we went to where your son was, and we had a beer and had some wings and all that kind of shit. You remember that night?
Yes, sir.
Do you remember what you said about that young girl and me?
Yeah, that ticked me off.
Why?
I'm 25 years younger than you are, and they was wanting you and your phone number and everything else. That made me mad. But that's okay.
You know what? Let me tell you something. There's the old adage, and you remember this for a long time, okay? Because a good mentor, an older guy, told me this years and years and years ago. And it's a young buck and an older dude, and they're coming up on top of a mountain, and all of a sudden they see a bunch of heifers and good-looking chicks down there. The young dude says, hey, old man, let's run down there and get us a few. The old man says, hey, son, slow your roll. Let's take our time, and let's take care of them all.
Yeah.
What's the moral of that story?
Being old and taking your time.
All right. Forget about the jokes. Forget about all the stories, the war stories, and everything else.
But a good once.
Now, did you hear that, Chuck? Marco Bill had to put his two cents. Marco, say that again.
I'm not as good as I used to be, but I'm as good once as I used to
be. There you go. There you go.
Yeah, he's still on his toes, let me tell you. I'll put him up against the best out there.
Well, that kind of makes me mad when I hear y'all talk about, oh, I'm old. I hear other people say, oh, I'm old, and I'm doing this. And, you know, if you can get out in the woods, look, I'm going to be 80 years old in a wheelchair and out in the woods looking for this creature. I'm sorry. You know?
Good for you. Good for you. All right, let's stop the kidding around here, son. It's getting late. Tell us everything that would happen, and don't leave nothing out.
All right, well, we got down there to Rue Creek Park. And, man, it's a beautiful place. And we went down there, and I cooked for everybody. And there was four of us, five of us, including my wife. And we decided to walk. They had just cut all the trail, the fire breaks, around the park. And a lot of people don't know that this park is bordered on one side by an Indian burial ground that if you get caught in, you're going to go to jail. And they got a fence up there. The other end of it's bordered by private property, and another end of it's bordered by a national wildlife refuge. So, to my notion, what a beautiful place for this creature to hide out, you know. So we started walking that trail, and it's a long way around there, and we found a huge 16-inch print, but it had rained on it. So it was, you couldn't cast it. But Greg got pictures of it, and he's going to send it to me, and then I'm going to send it to Marco. But it was a big track. And then we walked on around probably another couple miles and went on the other side of the park and started walking that trail break. And we found probably 10-foot impressions that was just constant all the way down, maybe 75 yards. But the rain, you know. So it started raining on us. So we went on back to the camper, and it started showing up flooding in, and we got underneath that camper, and we probably stayed down there a couple hours, and it was just thunder and lightning. I said, you know, this is bull, you know. I said, we can at least get in my car and use my night vision binoculars and ride all these dirt roads. So they all agreed with me. So we went and got in there, and we started up the road. Well, Greg was looking all the way up the road. Well, it's a long way. You've been down there, right, Tom?
Oh, yeah, right? I've been there.
You know that long dirt road? Well, we got all the way to the end of it, and then we turned around and started coming back. And I've had deer run out in front of me before, you know. But this was two deer that we've seen a long time. Something was chasing these deer. I mean, they was getting it. They didn't care if they got hit by a car or not. They was just getting it across this maybe a 15-year-old pine growth and right in front of us. So Greg and Paul jumped out, and they took their spotlights and started shining. Well, I jumped out and took my night vision and walked behind the car and started looking down the dirt road. And you know how it's hard to tell distance, to judge distance, looking through night vision. So, but I'm going to say maybe 100 yards on the other side of this gate down, if the road cuts to the left, I've seen a huge black mass cross the road. I mean, it was big. I mean, I didn't see nothing like that. I'm not saying it was Bigfoot. It was just huge. But whatever it was going in the same direction as those deers. And I looked and looked, and I wanted to go over there so bad, but then I started weighing the consequences of, hey, find a track or end up in jail, you know, because it was on this, you know, this national life, this preserve and everything. So I didn't go. I said, look, it's not worth it. So we got back in the vehicle, and we started going down, and Greg was steady shining the light, and then I seen two orange eyes. That's what I want to ask you. Everybody I ever talked to said that they see red eyes. But I seen two orange eyes. And they was, you know, and by the time I got Paul to stop the vehicle and back up and Greg to shine the light, they was going. But it was in the same direction where that big black mass was running. I'm not saying it's Bigfoot. I'm not saying, but it's weird. I've hunted all my life, and I've never seen orange eyes in the woods. So I don't know, but my notion, I understand why these creatures are down here, because they're protected on all sides. And they got a perfect place to come, you know, of a nighttime or whatever, and search through all the trash cans or whatever and forage for food and all that. Because my notion, that's all these people, all these things do is just forage for food. I mean, they have no life. They don't have a job. They have to eat. And however they do it, you know, I don't know. It just kind of ticks me off sometimes trying to figure out how in the world, how do you figure out where they're going to be, when they're going to be there, you know? All you can do is just be there or try to be there at certain times. I don't know. What do you think, Tom?
Well, let's take one of your questions at a time. Number one, you asked about the orange eyes. I think I've got an answer for that. The most of the times that I've ever seen them, they were yellowish eyes or red eyes, okay? But I think I can explain that also. It depends on the glare or the time that, of the day or night that you did see these things, because you could get a reflection off the moon, the sun, or if you're using infrared, remember one thing, whatever glows in the infrared would depict because of the blood. You know, you're looking at the blood flow, and that's the stuff that's going to come through on your infrared and night vision. Or if it's the dull one or the older ones, you're going to see a light shadow. You know, God knows, I've been doing this so long, Chuck, as you know, and every time I think that I know where these things are going to travel to their next point in time and try to get there before they get there, they'll elude me one way or another, or they'll be there a day earlier or a day later or 2 days later or 2 days before, and it's so tough. You know, I got to tell you, with the economy being as bad as it is today and the craziness that's this world is going through, people just can't pick up and go as quick as we did before. Money isn't as ready and available as it's been before in the past, okay? It's gotten tough. People have tightened their belts, Chuck, okay? They can't go and travel the distances that we've traveled. And God knows, you know, all my listeners out there, they know because they've seen us, okay? We walk our talk.
I'm going to have to start delivering my mail for me.
Yeah, so the Pony Express has not died. You're right. But the reason why I'm saying all this stuff, because it's true. You know it, okay? And it gets to the point after a while, you say to yourself, oh, my God, there was one of our competitors, you know, these guys, they got nothing better to do. And they said, what's up with Tom, with Biscardi nowadays, okay? And they said, oh, well, geez, the Bigfoot business isn't yielding any monies, so he's back in Vegas trying to do what he knows how to do best, is do shows. Well, this guy's so wrong.
I ain't heard that yet.
Well, it hasn't trickled down to your part of the woods. Remember, you're from the south. So
yeah,
that's well, I had to get my jab into you. You know that because every time you call me, you got to give me a dig or two. But it's the same crap, you know. Nothing goes on unless Biscardi and his boys are out there in the field and shake the brush. You know that. You know it's the truth.
That's what I didn't mean to interrupt you, Mr. Tom, but the thing that upsets me is it seems like I'm the only one in Alabama willing to go out and beat the brush and hunt this thing. If I get a hit or something, either I have to get my dad or Leonard to come down, or I get Greg and his friends to come down. You know, I mean, why don't people, you know, get up with me and dang? I don't understand.
I'm going to answer that question for you. I thought I gave you a brief overview, but I'm going to give you a little bit more and condense it. There's an economic problem that this world is going through right now. It's called money, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And it trickles down from the top guys that got all the money to the people that don't have any money, okay? Now, mm-hmm. I don't know what caused that. People all have your own opinions, okay? Now, this guy that's in office says that big change. We're all going to have a change, okay? That's fine. I haven't seen this change yet. And all I keep hearing is, well, he got on the heels of this other guy that was in office, and he's got to correct that, and it took him 8 years to screw it up. Now it's going to take this guy another 4 years to unscrew it up. I don't know about any of that crap. I know one thing. I haven't seen any change. Any of that stimulus money hasn't stimulated down my way. Is it done your way?
Oh, no. I'm broke. I ain't going to tell you
okay.
I'm broke, tell you.
So it's pretty true of what I'm saying, isn't it?
I'm not.
Okay?
I'm not. You know. But, it just tears me up, you know. And it's like Greg finally got his permission to go down here not an hour from the house. I won't say the name of the town where his dad and several other hunters have seen this creature. I mean, and it's still there. Like I said, they find an area they like. But then Greg said, well, it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to go to the fall. I said, well, get me permission to go now. You know, so.
Let me tell you something.
Like
listen to me. Listen to me, son. Listen to me very closely. If you were in the radius of an 8-hour drive from me, I would be there. Trust me. But right now, we're all fighting for our lives out here, okay? It's not an easy situation. And anybody that tells you it is, they're full of crap, all right? Everybody right now is trying to suffice and make ends meet. So I think I've answered that for the majority of the people.
Yeah. And I respect the ones that are fighting to make ends meet and still doing it.
Well, then, thank you for that. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. So what else is down on the horizon for you out there, Jeff?
Well, right now, just trying to get talking Greg into going down on that property down there in Florida, you know, an hour from here. And I might here maybe within the next couple of weeks take a trip down. I got my boy talked into going with me down the Pea River behind that property over there where this creature's seen all the time. So I'm just got things going, you know. I ain't too far away from retirement. I'm trying to think of something to, you know, keep myself occupied other than getting another job because I've worked for years and years in the ditches and all, and I'm tired of it, you know.
You know, Chuck, I got to tell you, I take my hat off to you, and I'll tell you the reason why. You've got the tenacity to forge ahead. You didn't accept no. You didn't accept I don't care. The only thing that you did accept is I know that there's something out there, and I want to know the answer to it. That means an awful lot to me, and thank you from the bottom of my heart.
That's no problem. I know you got a big show going on, but I want to throw this in there real quick. You know, they discovered Noah's Ark. So.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And by the way, I want to tell you, you and Greg and JJ, Jan Allen and Alex and all my regulars, I'm going to be on this big show called Sector 5 on the 1st. Of May, which is this Saturday coming up. And I think it's at 8 o'clock at night. And it's called ktalk.com. You'll see who it is. Initial K-T-A-L-K, ktalk.com. I'm going to be their major guest this Saturday. And he's leaving it up to me whether I want to be on for an hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours. I'm going to talk to him tomorrow. Marco Beal will have it up there. It's 3 hours.
Marco,
show.
Do you mind sending me that information on that?
Yeah, well, Alex, apparently, if you're in the chat room, he's got it up there ready. He says that he's got me up there for 3 hours. So I'm going to have all you guys from around the globe, the Bruce Schiltz and the Chuck Creels and and your daddy from Virginia, and the Greg Worthingtons, and Chief Leonard Dan, and Dave O, and JC, and everybody. I'm going to have everybody. Okay. What?
Yeah. Make it 3 hours.
Somebody's saying that. What?
I said, make it 3 hours, young man. But Marco sends me the information on that, and I will definitely listen.
Yeah. So there's a guy named Sasquatch. Listen to me. There's a guy named Sasquatch in the chat room, and I parrot what he says. He says, most people are too lazy nowadays to get out and do anything. I applaud you, young man or woman, whoever you may be. You're exactly right, okay? Because it's called bullshit. A lot of people, they can't walk their talk. And you, I parrot exactly what you said. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And now let me know whether you're a guy or a girl, because I want to give you all the credit we can. All right, listen. Thanks so much for sharing and taking from your family, Chuck. And stick with us. We got a lot more show. Okay.
Hey, Marco, Tom. God bless both y'all.
Thank you so much, good buddy. Thank you from the bottom of our heart. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, Marco.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's my son out there, Chuck, from down there in Alabama. Enterprise, great guy. Great, great guy. His family has always been so hospitable to all, each and every one of us who's come down that way. Who else is on the line there, Marco?
Oh, we got Jan Allen. Jan?
Yeah. Hey, Jan, how are you?
Hey, big guy. How's it going?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. By the way, I got a chance to see those pictures that Marco's posted that you sent out to him. And, wow, pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah, it is. I sat down night before last, and I was like, okay, been home a week. You're not all excited, so just sit down and just go over the pictures. And
hey,
I got
Dan, wait a minute. Before you go any further, are you on a speakerphone?
No, not.
Marco, what do you think that squealing's from?
That's coming from the phone. I'm not sure why, but it might be just a bad line. But that's okay.
You think?
See if we can make it through.
Okay.
But anyway,
all right, Jan, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you was asking about Sasquatch in the chat room. That's my other chief investigator, Marcus.
Yeah, who is that?
Marcus Holloway, he's my other chief investigator other than Jack.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I parrot what that man says. He's exactly right. There's a lot of, you know, people out there that just can't walk that talk because it's all bullshit, as we both know. Anyhow, listen, for some of my listeners out there, Jan, why don't you be kind enough to tell them about how those pictures came about, would you?
Well, sure. Well, we went on the had our expedition last weekend. It's the first time we've been back up there since 1996, and we just basically went up to see if we could find any evidence that they were still up there. The first night, you know, as I told you last week, we had movement around us, but we believe it was a cat because we just kept getting real strong urine smells. The next morning, and I told you a story last week. I said that was about 2:30 in the afternoon, and that was my fault. It was I looked at the time stamp on the pictures, and it was around 11 o'clock. So
in the morning or at night?
Yeah, in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was my bad. I was thinking it was 2:30, and it wasn't. I saw the time stamp, and I'm like, what? I missed that one by a few hours. But anyway, we had two great people that just joined their team out of North Alabama. They came down and met with us Saturday morning, and I took actually the gentleman's wife out with me and my wife Brenda and a couple of the other guys in the team, and we went down toward Ridge Camp where my brother, when he was alive and doing it with us, he just set up camp on the side of this ridge. And I went down there basically just to, you know, see what it all looked like. And about 150 yards down from there was what we called an old feeding ground. wanted to see if there was a way we could get past it, and there wasn't. And when I turned around, I looked off down the, you know, down toward the bottom, and I just took a picture. And we eased our way back up toward camp, and on the way there was a rock thrown at the group. It bounced in between my wife and one of the other guys on the team, and we just started looking around. And I never seen them, but my wife and the girl that came from North Alabama and one of the other guys saw two of these things run away from us down the ravine. And one went to the left, one went back to the right toward where the where we had just come from. So anyway, the coming back to the picture, I know that I sent it to Alex and I sent it to Mitch, and Mitch looked at it and he did his magic on it, and he, you know, wrote me back and told me it's, you know, it's definitely not a shadow, it's not a tree, and it's not a rock. There is definitely something standing there, and but it's, you know, it's not big. And I, just by, you know, knowing the area, I'm guessing that it was probably somewhere around my height, between, well, I'm 5'9", so we're figuring it was between 5 and 6 feet tall, so it was definitely a young one.
Wow. Wow, yeah. And, well, I got to tell you, it blows me away when every time I see things like this, and I say, oh, my God. You know, and you know what? There's action all over this country right now.
Yes,
just like these pictures that you're taking and the sightings and the encounters, it's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and the weird creek thing with Chuck, we was wanting to go on that with him, and, you know, just coming back off of, you know, what we had done. And like you said, it's all about the money, and we were just proud.
You bet it is. You know, we saw this thing coming, Jan. We saw it coming a long time ago. You know, I only wish that I can take the time right now and you know, pick up my guys as I'm coming across the country. But, you know, it just, it's economics right now, okay? It's E equals MC squared. In this case, it happens to be 2 plus 2 doesn't equal 4. And if it doesn't equal 4, I just can't do it. It has to all equal out, you know, for us to make a move and, you know, drive across country. Not like it was years ago. Years ago, you know, it was $2.17 a gallon of gas. And right now out in California, some places $3.49 a gallon. What is it out there by you?
Right now it's running about $2.68, something like that.
Yeah, $2.68. Okay, where it used to be, what, $1.93?
Oh, yeah, it dropped down pretty low there for a while.
Yeah,
it used to be down.
And we used to find that out to be, and that's the reason why we could have stayed out long enough, you know? But it's amazing to see, you know, our competitors and some of these people that have to go out and post things like that and say, well, what's Biscardi up to now, okay? Here's my question to them, okay, Jan, and see if you have a comment on it. Here's my question to them. Has the Bigfoot business or the Bigfoot situation around the globe, has it gotten that dull that they need to look and bring me up to see what Biscardi's doing? Because they, you know what they know? They know that when Biscardi's not doing anything or is quiet, there's something up his sleeve is what they're saying, you understand? But they know when he's on the road, boy, is there action going on all over. Because you're right. We're going out, and we got our fingers on the pulse, and there's people all over this country that call us, and we come out there. So the majority of the footwork has been done, isn't it, Jan? So we're coming out to a hot spot, just like where you're at, just like where Bruce is at. Just like where Alex is at, all these other people, but these cake eaters don't know no better. All the only thing that they know how to do is to blog and go into these chat rooms and talk nonsense and smack. But we know better than that, don't we, Jan?
Oh, we sure do. Well, you know, it's easy for somebody to say something behind somebody's back and not say it to their face.
Praise the Lord. Man, you know, I got to tell you, that's why I've got to get out there. I've got to see you in person. You know, we've talked enough now. Now it's time that we meet face to face because you're a real man. You're my kind of man. And God bless you for spending a little bit of time with me and my listeners here tonight, buddy. Okay?
Oh, thank you. And I tell you what, man, it's been a good trip for us. Me and you and Chuck and Greg. Yeah, I've met Greg Worthington. He's been at my house several times, and he's a jam-up guy. I've never met
Chuck
yet, but I don't know if Georgia or Alabama would handle me and Chuck at the same time, about like Arizona. Not like Arizona handling me and Alex, you know. I just
there you go. There you go.
But,
you bet.
Yeah, we need to hook this up something for Rude Creek or, I don't know, somewhere, and just all of us get together.
We need to do it. Thanks again, Jan. God bless, and stay close to the phone. We'll be there. We'll be yakking at you real soon here.
Okay, big guy.
Be well. Okay.
All right, you too.
Okay. Jan Allen, ladies and gentlemen, another great guy from down there in West Georgia, Northwest Georgia. Hey, Marco, who do we got next?
Well, Alex.
Hey, my son. Put him on.
Hi, Pop.
How are you?
Doing good, doing good.
You know, I got to tell you something. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, you got AP with you tonight. You got Phoebe with you tonight. I'm thinking to myself, there's only one guy that can get those two good old researchers on the same show, and it's you. I got to tell you. Hey, look, I tried to get on this ktalk.com, but have you traversed it yet?
No, I haven't, but I gave the link out a couple of times, and I'm doing it again as we speak in the chat room.
Okay. Now, it's called Sector 5. Okay, and I'm just wondering how we can find this out. They called me today, but I didn't have a chance. And I'm going to try to put that up there. K-Talk.
I'm Googling it.
Yeah, .com.
Right up. Comes right up.
Does it? Sector 5.
Is this the right thing? K-Talk Communications.
Well, I'm looking at it right now myself. Let's see what I got. On air schedule, K Talk, the voice of Utah. Is that it? I guess it is. Oh, event, Sector 5. Here it is again. Link the Sector 5 radio on Facebook. Dickie Shannon, Sector. That's the guy. That's the show we're going to be on. Let's see what it says here.
Okay,
I'll find
out. He's got sector5radio.com, too.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's an,
what is the show? Does it show the show on Saturday night?
About us home guests. Doesn't have a list of new guests yet. Last guest updated is 417, but he does have a button to click to listen. So it is there.
Okay, sure. So you have the thing that you can let everybody know about on that?
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. That is going to be so wonderful. So what's been happening? Have you heard from AP? You heard from any of the other locals out there? What's going on down there?
Today has been a crazy day. I've heard from just about everybody. I did get an email from Tommy AP at work. I got a phone call from AK just now and before the show. He actually called while you were talking to Jan. So I had a butt out for a second. And he's listening now, and he's willing to talk to you, too. I don't know if we can tap in the listener line or if you have time for that. But the family saw a Bigfoot, and the children chased the creature up the side of a hill or into the mountain. And, you know, both him and I were like, what? And thank God the kids were okay. Nothing happened. Not very bright, but, you know, in excitement, people do crazy things. I don't know anybody that would chase a Bigfoot, do you?
Yeah, you and me. You bet, good buddy. Hell yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. And we got
what?
A lot of other stuff happening, too. We got Mitch with a new video with a possible creature in the video. that one of my our other members, Jeremy, cited. So we got the link to that. We got, of course, the great report from Jan. That's not really Arizona, that's Georgia. We got Jeremy with a great investigation going on in Sholo, Arizona, which, you know, is not too far from the reservation, very close, actually, probably the biggest town nearby. And we got Phoebe with an investigation up in Sholo, too. And we just got some new info from Rob in the Heber Forest Lakes area. So we got all that going on, plus Mitch's regular stuff. And I'm sure AP has some stuff, too. He's a little bit quieter and sleeker with his info, so we got to drag it out of him a little bit.
You bet. You bet. Wow, yeah. Well, you know what? I marvel at Mitch. I marvel at AP and Phoebe and all the work that they're doing, you know? I mean, think about this, Alex. You know, a year ago, 2 years ago, you know, it was kind of dull. And then, you know, they got on the Bigfoot bandwagon. I heard you, Marco. And you know what? It just keeps getting better and better each and every. And all we've done is we've taken it day by day, week by week, month by month, and year by year. And look how we've made this thing grow.
Oh, yeah. It's huge. It's huge. And Arizona is covered. You know, we have investigators all around the state. We got
exactly.
We got lots of stuff too, and it's all because of your show and of course AZCRO and the people involved, Phoebe, Mitch, Mitch's MogionMonster.com site too, of course. Mitch has videos like you wouldn't believe. This new video is an 8-minute long video, so I couldn't send it to you. That's why I sent it. But it's out there doing it all the time. Sorry, go ahead.
No. And I'd like to see the video. So, you know, if that does come in, that would be wonderful.
Well, I think he'll probably now, he posted the video and then Jeremy noticed at a minute and 25 seconds to a minute and 50 seconds is when you notice the creature. So I'm sure Mitch will go back and try to, edit out that section and make it a shorter video and then I'll be able to send it to you. Or you can click the link that I sent you. I did send you the link. I sent it right before the show, so you probably didn't get a chance to see it.
Yeah,
Alex,
well, you know what?
Alex, after the show, I'm going to send you a way that you can send it to anybody, okay? I'll call you
after.
Okay. That's great. Thanks. Listen, I got the cue, and we ran out of time. Thanks, son, so much. We'll talk next week on the show. Thank you to all my guests all over the globe. Kudos and salutations. Till next time, America.
1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries, find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
There were these prints up in Ball Club.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, like break in day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is
size and everything else. They just were too realistic
and
to be
frozen like a tree.
Somebody trying to manufacture this.
The hand was freaking
into the woods.
Female.
What creature lives?
Bigfoot lives. A movie
right now
at www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests, Java Bob and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a goal and a pact that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters.
Foundation Mysteries, legends, tales, and facts.